The Gemara says in that from Beis that Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shem Shimon Yochai Ramez Gvur Min HaTorah Minayin Tam Lami Ki Kaver Sik Barenu We Can't Ramez Gvur Min HaTorah. Then the Gemara brings on a Maisa that Shvur Malka asked Rav Chama Gvur Min HaTorah Minayin, and he didn't tell him an answer. And the Gemara says, why don't you tell him that it's from Ki Kaver? So the Gemara says that maybe that just means the Avodli Aron. Why don't you tell him that it's from Tik Barenu? So the Gemara says Lamashmale. That's not Mashmatim. So what does it mean Lamashmale? So Rashi says in Devar Maso de Avod Le'Aron, he says, "Uparchina leim leim ribuya de tik barenu." Rashi says, the answer is, "Mishani lo mashma le la'akum le mahavi drasha ribuya." It's not mashma to the guy that he doesn't believe in such a drasha from a ribuya, and that's why he didn't tell him that that is the makar. So it sounds like from Rashi that really that would be a good makar, but he didn't tell the Shmuel Malka because a guy wouldn't be makabel such a drasha. But from the Ran over here, you see l'chay that he's being chaylik in Rashi, because the Ran says he starts off remez akvur min atayim minayin klaim akvur es karka shim liken hayim b'mashu shleim mitzah l'shim avrin mikenegib ne'arayim. So the question is, where's the remez after they actually be kaiver b'karka? And he says, v'afagab d'arminin l'rav chama tik barenu, even though the Gemara says, v'afagab d'arminin l'rav chama tik barenu l'mashmuli, even though the Gemara says that according to Rav Chama, it's not mashma to him to dash him from tik barenu. We don't hold like him. We don't hold like Rav Chama, but we hold like Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So it sounds like from the Ran is bavarning that lachara hakidu darshan from tik barenu. If the Gemara says tik barenu lo Rav Chama lo mashmali, so it's clear from the Ran that Ran understood that when we say lo mashmali over here, it doesn't mean that he didn't tell him because it's lo mashmali Shmuel Malka, but the Mashmal is going on Rav Chama himself. Rav Chama didn't hold up the Strasha. So it's a machlekes whether we have the Strasha or not. But like the Ran, we pass him like Rav Yochanan, Mishim, Mishim, and Yochai. But from Rashi, you see clearly that he understood the Mashmal is going on Shvar Malka, but everyone is masking Be'etzim to the Drasha. So that seems to be a machlekes. Is that Drasha a true Drasha, the Chuliyama, or not? Now it's interesting that if you look in the Dikduki Seferim over here, the Dikduki Seferim says in the original Prince, the original Ma'aduras of Rashi, did not have this word Akum in their Bichlal. It says in Mishani lo mashmalei lo mahavi doshim ribuya without the word Akum. The Bach happens to change it to Shvar Malka, but either way, that there is no word over there. It just says lo mashmalei. And then the Dikduki Seferim says Ayin Chidushi Haran, and he seems to be saying that maybe Lafi the original Gerson Rashi would be mashma that Rashi is not arguing on the Ran. He's masking to the Ran that lo mashmalei is going to Rav Chama, not going on Shvar Malka, because that word was not there. It was somehow added later on. But it would seem to me that even if you don't have the word Akum and Rashi or Shvar Malka, either one, it still is Masha from Rashi, not like the Ran, because from the fact that Rashi says L'mashmulei L'mehavi drasha miribuya, it sounds like Rashi is not just saying the Rav Chama didn't hold of this drasha, but he's saying that whoever we're talking about didn't hold of a drasha from a ribuya. It sounds like he's saying of art that someone didn't hold that drashas could go that far. That obviously is referring to the guy, that the guy could be makabel the pshuta shemeka, but can't be makabel drasha from a ribuya. If it's going on Rav Chama, then Rashi shouldn't have added that word miribuya. So even though Rashi might have not had that word la'akum or l'shvar malka, but I think it's pretty clear that Rashi is arguing on the Ran, and he understood what's going on shvar malka, and that is also Mavurna ben Chananel like that. Chananel says that his lashon is l'mashmalei l'malka, so it's pretty clear he's learning also that's going on shvar malka, and not on Rav Chama. So l'mayis in the end of the day, there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand those words l'mashmalei.